I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. The Demo Project has brought well over 100 contemporary artists to Springfield. Its installations have been staged in a tiny white house in Enos Park on the Springfield Art Association campus. The organization had been using it for kids' art classes and storage. Enter Allison Locker and others, who took over the space and transformed it into something relevant to the modern art world at large, drawing artists from all over the country. Exhibitions sometimes included sound, chaotic interior paint jobs, and even a pig roast. It will soon be demolished as part of advancements for the Springfield Art Association. Everyone involved knew the end was coming, hence the name, and the time has drawn near. This Saturday, from 2 to 5, all its efforts will culminate in a final reception featuring about 20 artists who have shown their work at Demo previously. Co-founder Allison Locker joins us now to talk more about it.
It was something that Jeff Robinson and I were talking about a lot, bringing an alternative space here to Springfield. But we didn't have a space. If only we had a space. And at the time, I was serving on the board of the Springfield Art Association. And I was just over there kind of complaining to Betsy Dollar, saying, we have the energy, we have the momentum. If only we had a space, we don't have any funding. And Betsy kind of looked at me and paused and said, well, what about the Craft House? That was the name that they were calling Demo at the time. So we went over and took a look. We were a little reluctant at first. You know, it was not an ideal project space. They were using it for storage. There was even a Christmas tree just kind of lingering in the corner. So it took a little bit of vision and convincing. And then we compiled the team. The founding members were me, Jeff Robinson, Shane Harris, Judah Johnson, and Brad Bolster. And together we rehabbed that space. We pulled up all of the linoleum. We put drywall over all of the windows so we had continuous wall space. And we even just walled over an arched doorway into the kitchen to create a contained gallery space.
And over the years, artists have come from all over the place. New York City, Chicago, of course. I know it's probably hard to decide on some greatest hits, but what shows maybe stand out in your mind?
It really is hard to isolate greatest hits because I love so many of the shows that came through. Industry of the Ordinary, they came and presented a performative hog roast on our front lawn. And they branded the hog with the word ordinary before they served it. And the community was really involved and present for that. Mark Joshua Epstein and Will Hutnick, they came from New York. And their show is probably one of my favorites of all time because they painted the entire space inside of Demo. They even pulled an all-nighter to finish it. They were back here recently to contribute to our final project, and we were remembering kind of the chaotic finish of that one. But it was gorgeous and actually hard to let go of. You know, I was thinking about it. That work is actually still there in Demo, just under, you know, 25 layers of paint. So many wonderful artists that I've loved having here.
It hasn't just been a handful of artists, it's been a lot.
Oh, yes.
Who don't know.
We have shown over 100 artists at Demo. And I've tallied the number recently. I feel like it was, you know, something like 170 artists. I don't know if that could possibly be true, but I think it might be. They really have come from all over the country, from Utah, New York, California, Minnesota, Texas, Tennessee.
So this is all culminating in an ending that will be nothing if not dramatic. You mentioned artists have already been painting the outside of the house. Mm-hmm. Tell us what this is all coming to.
One last act of inserting contemporary art in the Enos Park neighborhood and in our community. We put out a call to all former Demo project artists. So anyone that has exhibited with us in the past was eligible to propose something because those artists know the site, they know the potential, and they've connected with the facility like we have. So we have Mark Joshua Epstein and Will Hutnick. They were just here painting an entire side of Demo, and that was in 12-degree weather. I mean, it was absurd. I feel like it was a real extension of respect and appreciation for the space. And really for all of these artists to come because the site itself is going to be essentially covered in artworks. Buzz Spector is contributing a sculpture, a piece called Life Story. He built a small bookshelf and found a perfect combination of books so that when you're reading it left to right, the titles compose a poem. That is his life story. Francis Lightbound is hanging a text-based piece. Gwen Montgomery is there right now, wheat pasting screen-printed text all over the front face of Demo. So there are a lot of ambitious works of art, and we're going to be gathering there to take all of this work in. And when the demolition date does come, all of this work is coming down with the house. You know, it's getting demolished with the house. So the artists that have opted to include their work and be here with us, you know, they, I feel like they must really love Demo the same way we do.
Definitely experiential in the sense that the community is there that you're experiencing, but it's also just a moment in time that will not ever be the same, right?
Absolutely. And I keep thinking, you know, when project spaces or artists run spaces, and there tend to be two primary factors, either it's no longer solvent, the effort runs out of money, or the artists behind the projects run out of steam. In the case with Demo Project, neither of those are the case. And Demo is seeing its end in a very dramatic fashion. And there's something kind of poetic and romantic about the whole thing, although it is very final.
I've been speaking with Allison Locker. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Rachel Otwell. Allison helps run the UIS Visual Arts Gallery with Jeff Robinson, and they both were the really crucial people who got Demo up and running and have been curating shows there over the past 4 years or so. So, Allison, people should definitely keep abreast of what is going on at the UIS Visual Arts Gallery. You always get sometimes huge names really in the contemporary art world. So we'll suggest that people do that, but anything else on the horizon here that you're able to talk about?
Well, the number one question I keep getting, I think we keep getting, is, you know, what's next? The honest answer is that we do not have any plans to continue the project. When Demo Project comes down, that will be the end of Demo Project. It will culminate in that demolition. We're also kind of tired, you know, 4.5 years volunteer work, turning over shows every month, and then we adopted a second gallery, and so that's 2 shows every 4 weeks. So it's been kind of a breakneck pace and effort, and I think we're all going to relax and hang out. But I also know this group of people, and I find it hard to imagine that, given a little time and recuperation, that something else won't be on the horizon.
That was artist and curator Allison Locker. For more of our coverage of the Demo Project Gallery, and to find out more about attending the reception for the final showing this Saturday, head to nprillinois.org. I'm Rachel Otwell.